The outbreak of the conflict in South Sudan in December 2013 triggered an influx of hundreds of foreign nationals into the protection of civilian sites that had been established by the United Nations mission in South Sudan in the opening days of the fighting to fulfill the peacekeeping mission's protection of civilians mandate. Most of these foreign nationals who arrived at our protection of civilians or POC sites come from Ethiopia, Eritrea, and Somalia. However, with the change in the security situation here in Juba, there is no longer a need for these foreign nationals to continue to reside in the UNMISS compound. UNMISS has worked with the foreign nationals, relevant UN agencies, and national partners to identify other options for their continued stay in the country.
And how many so far are remaining in the UNMISS POC here in Juba, actually?
We understand that 233 foreign nationals are still living in the POC site. 139 of them are men, 64 are women, and there are 30 children.
Is this a voluntary process?
These foreign nationals have been staying at UNMISS facilities for a good part of last year, and they have been given multiple opportunities to, first of all, obtain asylum-seeking certificates that would regularize their status in South Sudan while their applications for refugee status and asylum status are reviewed and processed. Also, we engage with various leaders among the foreign nationals when we devise this relocation option program, whereby the foreign nationals were given a choice of moving to Juba Town, Yambio Town, or the Makpandu refugee settlement in Yambio. And the protection of civilians site for foreign nationals is no longer tenable. We have given them every opportunity to accept a transition package and free transport to one of those three options. The time has come to close that site today.
So what happened to a foreign national who might not decide to leave the POC, that is the UNMISS Protection of Civilian Site, today, as the deadline set by the peacekeeping mission?
Well, I think our colleagues from the UN police side of the mission and also from the military contingent side of the mission will be on site, they will be on hand, and they will persuade or attempt to persuade the remaining foreign nationals to vacate the premises immediately and peacefully. In fact, we have been in constant contact with the remaining foreign nationals on a daily basis, explaining to them that services of a humanitarian nature have been cut off. There will no longer be deliveries of free food or sanitation facilities or medical treatment. And we have done everything possible to get our message across that this facility is no longer needed for them because the security situation in the national capital has changed drastically from the opening days of the conflict.